Yeah. You are now tuned in to the AT Lounge Cast. Sit down and relax. Have a drink, have a smoke. You are in the house with BK Trooper and
Misty Boss, aka Mo.
Let's do it. Yeah, back in the house, your boy BK Trooper, along with your girl
Mo. Hey, everybody.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a little while since we did a show, but, you know, I'm excited to do the show right now. Let's get right into it.
That's right. Get back into the swing of things. Oh, sounds like someone's trying to contact BK over there. Well, anyway, I'm going to pick it up. So, today's show, we want to talk a little bit about, well, not a little bit. We're going to talk about artist management and whether or not, you know, you may need it or not. You know, I think that it is a good topic to talk about because, you know, a lot of independent artists are wanting to know, well, do I need an artist manager? Why is my career not going where it needs to go? And do I need extra help? You know, and they don't really know everything that's involved with all of that. So then, you know, there's a lot of questions that I have received through emails about artist management and should I get an artist manager?
Yes. And could you leave the emails for them, the email address?
Oh, yes. If you guys have any questions or want us to talk about a topic, feel free to reach us at aploungecast@gmail.com. That's aploungecast@gmail.com.
Yeah. So artist management.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into it. That's the email that we got. That's what we're going
to
respond.
Well, it's a couple of artists that were like, you know, they're reluctant to get artist management because they do not want to have to pay for that service or they feel like it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. And do they need it or not? And it's more than one person reaching out on that question. You know, because as you can see in the Straight Outta Compton movie, artist management separates you from the next independent artist. Like, it's you know, it's giving you more opportunities. But like I said, they want to know, is it necessary? Do they have to go that route? Because then you have, like, people, independent artists, that's getting noticed on their own without management. So the question is, do they need it? I mean, you know, that's the major question a lot of independent artists have.
Well, of course they need it. You know, if they're trying to take their musical career to the next level, that's like asking, you know, do you need counsel when you're making decisions? Of course you need counsel when you're making decisions. Now, who that artist management is going to be, you would have to do your research on that person and find out who they are. But most likely they find you. You know, if you're out there doing shows and stuff, they're there scouting. So as long as you out there doing what you got to do and you doing some shows here and there, you're making yourself seen and visible, then, yeah, you know, you're going to have some people that's going to be in the crowd that's going to just, you know, approach you. Hey, what's up? You know, I'm such and such and such. You know, I'm an artist manager. Here's my card. This is what I do.
That's true, because even when you go to music expos and stuff like that, you have all types of people walking around. You got, you know, engineers, you got producers, you got artist managers, you got songwriters. It's like you're in a building with a whole bunch of creative people and they're all getting in where they fit in as far as music is concerned. But I mean, my take on it is I think that all artists at some point, they're going to need an artist manager. And the reason I'm saying that is because there's only but so much that you could do on your own. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you got to recognize that when you're trying to do shows or do something else, you're dealing with a business person. You're dealing with someone who knows the business inside and out and also wants the respect of the business as a business owner. So, like, if you call, like, a club up, more than likely you want to do a show, you're calling the club owner or you're contacting or reaching out to the club owner. Now, he is a businessman or woman. He is a businessman or she is a businesswoman. They would much rather do business with someone who understands business and who knows, you know what I'm saying? Okay, well, this is how it works. So I think that artist manager can gain more opportunities, and I think I should go in further into that as I'm talking about that. But first, I think we need to just say, what is the role of an artist manager? Because I think that's why a lot of independent artists think they don't need it. And the role of an artist manager is to basically get your work out there for you so that you can get your stuff noticed. So what I mean
basically
by that,
help, you know, package up your demos.
Exactly.
And package up your materials. Mm-hmm. Right? Help you get a bio together, you know, and things of the such.
And help you get professional gigs or professional bookings, and also market you and promote you. And you know, there's steps in that. And see, a lot of times they're like, well, what is the role of artist manager? I can do all of that myself. I can get my own, you know, I could go and record my own songs. I could go and do my own mixtape and do this and this and that and the third.
That's fine, but you're still going to need someone, because you can't be on the stage collecting the money, selling the merchandise. You can't be everywhere. You
know, exactly.
If you're an artist, you're going to need support. You're going to need help.
And you need to focus on your artistry, meaning you need to be connecting with the fans and the people that's supporting you as an artist. And if you leave that business side to the artist manager, it can facilitate things for you where you could focus on the craft more than focusing on the business side.
Yeah, because you'll be a real stressed out artist.
Yeah. It's a lot involved. I mean, as you can see in our previous podcast where we talk about the paperwork that's involved in just doing music that you have to protect yourself in. So, you know, I think a lot of people are kind of drawn back as far as artist manager because there's trust issues there. And with anything, there's going to be trust issues. But as mm-hmm. long as your paperwork is right and you check out your paperwork and you're making sure that you're doing right by your paperwork and making sure that y'all both can come to, you know, a good agreement that's good for all parties, then you should be fine. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And the going rate for those people, because like we said, we talk about there's sharks in every industry. So the average rate for artist managers is 20% of any income that you make. So they're only getting 20% of any income that you make. And as an independent artist, if your income right now is $0, they're doing all this work for 20% off of $0. So you need to think about that. They're investing time into you.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that 20%, I mean, some people, you know, between 15 to 20%, but the going average is 20%. So, you know, I would advise independent artists, if anyone's going over 20%, you might want to look the other way on that, you know, because
it also depends on what they have to offer, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to get an artist manager,
you come in with nothing, and let's say you have a manager that's well known, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's like
then
close to Jay-Z. He's a manager. You got Jay-Z's manager, and you're just coming out the box.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get as much.
Yeah, he might have a higher rate, let's say. But and at the same time,
because you what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah,
you know, you
he's taking more of a risk on you, so maybe he wants to get more of a, you know. I mean, I get where you're coming from with that, BK. But the average rate is 20%, even in the industry with well-known people, it's 20%. Mm-hmm. Because you think about it, if they book you like a tour, like you get to go on tour with a famous artist, and you're gonna get paid, let's say, just ballpark figure, $100,000. To do all those shows. $20,000 is a good amount of money. Do they really need that extra 5%? I mean, I think $20,000 is a real...
It's not about... Yeah, I mean...
So what I'm trying to say is it's just not common for people to go over 20%,
yeah,
but it basically can happen. It can happen. So, you know. But that's the going rate for an artist manager. And like I said, they're going to get you opportunities because they have connections and they know people. And they're going to get you better rates for studio time. So if you're an independent artist and you don't have your own studio and you have to pay for studio time, they can work out a better deal for you as far as pricing is concerned on studio time.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, if you're like, you know, all I got is money just to record and stuff, I don't really got money to, you know what I'm saying? They can get you a better rate.
Uh-huh.
And help you with that. Plus, promotion and marketing costs money. And if you're on a tight budget and you got an artist manager and all he's getting is 20% plus expenses. I'm sorry I left that out. Plus expenses. So if they spend, you know, money promoting you
and putting you in a hotel,
yes,
getting you a limo, just like in the movie Compton,
yeah, you
know, straight out of Compton,
yep,
all that money has to be recouped.
Exactly. So I just want to make sure as independent artists know that they're not, like, you're making zero income, and I said 20% off of zero, but if they start promoting you, if they start doing flyers for an event or stuff like that, those are costs that have to be recouped. So it's 20% is the average plus costs incurred. So you have two ways of going about it. You can either pay for all your costs up front, so all they get is 20% of any income that's generated,
mm-hmm.
or you can choose to do 20% plus expenses, and that will come out of the income generated. So it's all, you know, an option for you. But
all that stuff will be in the contract.
So exactly.
Make sure you read the contract. You know, if you have anyone that you know that's an attorney or professor at school that studies law, anyone that you know, you just pull them aside, you know,
and let them look at the contract.
Yeah.
I mean, at Arsenal Productions, you know, it being a record label, we do have a contract for artists, and we also have a contract for artist management, because we do offer artist management services. If you're interested in that, visit the website www.aproductions.com, mm-hmm. and you'll see the packages and stuff that we offer. We also offer recording packages, so you can check those out. And that's just to help independent artists out. And also, you know, if you have artist management, have them check it out and see if it's worth your while. Just wanted to throw that out there for anyone,
uh-huh.
you know, that's interested in those services. But we also have contracts and stuff like that. So we know about contracts, and our contracts are fair. We make sure that both parties are getting what, you know, they need to get.
And it's easily legible, and
yep.
it's an easy read.
I mean, if you can get a lawyer, and we recommend that you get a lawyer, but it is so easy to understand that you really don't need a lawyer, but we would recommend that you get one so that you can know that what you're fully signing, because there is legal jargon in there, just like anything, but it is easy. I mean, if you just get a dictionary
and a thesaurus.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you could do that right on your phone nowadays. So,
you can do it on Google.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just to let you know. So there are people out here. There are good people out here that do give fair and honest contracts. So you just got to find that person and do your research when it comes to that. But basically, the artist manager's role is to create a package. So that means creating a demo or putting together a work that they can present to, let's say, a club promoter or to a show venue, and let them know, hey, this is the type of work, this is their catalog, this is the product that my client can offer you. Okay? And then the next step is to book those shows.
Uh-huh.
So they're promoting you, booking those shows. Okay, once you have a booked event, they're going to promote the event. Mm-hmm. They're going to make sure they get people to the event, and they're going to make sure that it's a win-win for everybody. And they really do, artist managers do really strive to get you paid events.
Because that's how they get paid.
That's
how we get paid.
Yeah.
So as far as the artist management is going, we want to flip it right now. I want to take it to, you know, as from the artist management side perspective, looking at a artist, you know, we mm-hmm. was looking at it from a different point. We was looking at it from a perspective of an artist. If he needs management, now we're going to look at it from the other way and the benefits for the artist manager,
mm-hmm.
you know? So as far as the artist management, of course, he's going to have trust issues too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's going to be booking you for events. He wants to know, you know, are you trustworthy? Are you going to be there? You know,
are you going to show up?
Show up. Are you going to promote the event also? Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things that you have to do also.
Can he count on you to? Can he or she count on you to be mm-hmm. at the booked event and not have a life circumstance, which does happen, but have a life circumstance that, you know, you try to excuse yourself from that, because we're dealing with contracts. Anytime that your artist manager books you a show, there is a contract made with that venue, with that club owner, with whoever they're doing
paperwork
business with.
Have to be signed.
And if you renege on the contract, there are financial repercussions. So there's, you know, like BK said, there's a trust issue. So you want to work with someone that you can trust. You want to work with someone that you feel that you can rely upon.
And it's goes two, both ways.
Exactly. And it goes both ways and vice versa. The artist manager is not going to take on a client that he feels
is shaky.
Yes. So you have to mean what you say and say what you mean. And you can't be wishy-washy. And you can't, you know, be, okay, well, I'm all with it 1 minute and then the next minute, I don't know. Because that what that's telling the artist manager is, I can't rely on this client. And they have their reputation on the line.
And a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, they'll get upset with you, but they're not going to, you know, some of them is going to get in your face and yell at you like a manager.
Yeah, yeah.
But then some of them are just going to say, okay, you know, well, I'll book you for some studio time whenever I get the chance to.
Yeah, then it turns into you're put on the back burner kind of thing, which is very unprofessional, by the way. I have to say, it's unprofessional. You should just, as an artist manager...
Both people should be professional.
Yes, both people should be professional. But as an artist manager and as an artist, you should respect the craft and respect the business. And if you are not having a good working relationship, you guys should both be... We're all adults here. You should all be able to say, this is not working out.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be, well, you didn't do what you want to do, so now I'm going to shit on you kind of thing. That's inappropriate and it's unprofessional.
All right, so thanks for tuning into the show.
All right.
We catch you next time.
All right, guys.
Peace out.